This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Key crypto legislation clearing the final hurdle in the House after days of GOP infighting. It's now headed to the president's desk. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the holdouts.
These Republican hardliners were concerned would perhaps one day replace the U.S. dollar, for example. They had privacy concerns about that. And so they said these bills don't do enough to prevent that fear that they have. Ultimately, they were able to negotiate with President Trump, Speaker Mike Johnson, and get a commitment that language would be inserted into a future bill to quell some of their concerns.
The White House physician says President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, a common and treatable condition where blood flow is limited. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the president had noted mild swelling in his legs. A 17-year-old is under arrest in Maine in a case involving the death of a paddleboarder who went missing earlier this month. Police say a motive is unknown. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Damage surveys are underway to find the strength and distance tornadoes may have traveled through parts of Wisconsin Wednesday afternoon. In Iowa and Dodge counties, teams were out early Thursday morning looking at spots where videos and pictures of a twister were taken from. The National Weather Service reports mainly tree damage seen so far as they are trying to track down where they may have hit in fields. The National Weather Service says they are trying to move as fast as possible to try and investigate the entire area. Reports of tornadoes came in from at least seven different towns between noon and four. Wautoma and areas of the Fox Valley also experienced significant flash flooding with cars submerged. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that banned unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see just a few clouds around, otherwise a light northeast wind and morning low temperature in the mid-50s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine, a few clouds, highs in the upper 70s. More clouds Friday night with a shower and thunderstorm. Currently 71 degrees.
Seat just this one time, please.
No, not yet.
But why? Why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day number 3 of our road trip in northern Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the lot in Hayward. We're going to be joined by Mark Lundeen from WBZH in Hayward.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwabba.
That's not true.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me. And what a great day. What a gorgeous summer day in Wisconsin. I know there's some storms throughout various parts of the state, so I don't want to speak for everybody statewide, but we have a nice night here in Green Bay. As I understand it, there might be some weather, though. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight. Conrad, what have you heard about the weather?
I haven't heard too much. I haven't looked into it. But, you know, I walked outside this morning, and I was like, what? It's cold.
Yeah, it was kind of cold.
Yesterday, it was hot in the morning until, you know, the storm came. But
right. But we need to monitor this, because I was just looking at the general chat on Civic Media, and it looks like there's some possible storms, possible tornadoes at various parts of the state. So we'll do what we can to keep you guys posted. I thought Conrad had the skinny on the tornadoes, but
no,
you
sorry.
Call yourself a meteorologist. We have a great show tonight, folks. This is going to be a fun night here at Nightlight. It is Thursday, and that means you are going to walk away from this show or turn your radio off at 8 o'clock or whatever with a new movie pick. We are going to give you a movie suggestion by way of our popcorn pick of the week. And here to make the popcorn pick of the week tonight at 6:35 is Paul Vandenplaats, who, you might be wondering, is Paul Vandenplaats? Conrad, tell the people who Paul Vandenplaats is.
Well, if you go to Facebook or to TikTok, there's a page called Wonderfully Wisconsin, which he goes all over the state, finds some cool spots, cool food spots. I saw a video the other day of him showing a little like park with a nice waterfall.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
And yeah, so he makes some really good content.
He really does. He's and this thing, his creation, Wonderfully Wisconsin. I guess it's on TikTok and Instagram, and Facebook. Is it on Instagram?
I don't believe it's. I think it's Facebook and TikTok.
Facebook and TikTok. So he put it up, and the thing has just taken off like wildfire. So he tapped into something. He created this great thing, and I'm fascinated by people who have their finger on the pulse of what the rest of us love. And Paul has it, and he'll be here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week, talk a little bit about Wonderfully Wisconsin, and then we have one of Conrad's quizzes to give Paul a time permitting, which I think will be okay. And Paul will be here in studio. In
yes,
person.
He will.
I will be allowed to shake his hand.
And I don't know if you saw the quiz name. I thought I did a pretty good job on it.
What is with the bathroom stuff? Didn't we do something like that the other day?
It had a rhyme. I'm sorry. It had a rhyme.
Conrad's curd or turd quiz. Good
curd,
God.
Curd meaning truth, turd meaning
okay.
False.
Thank you for the translation.
I thought it was good. I thought it was great.
It'll do for tonight. I'm trying to go away. What were we just talking about? Bathroom habits the other day, and I didn't want to go there. But
urinal
we did.
Cakes.
Well, urinal cake. Well, that was the dive bar thing. But I thought we just talked about. All right, well, a little bathroom humor every once in a while never hurt.
Yeah,
anybody.
Yeah.
So curd will be true. Turd will be false. Paul, if he's listening right now, is probably turning around in his car and going back home. Sorry about that, Paul. That's at 6:35. Then at 7:35 from the Thrasher Opera House In Green Lake, Wisconsin, we have their marketing director, Jason Mansmith, will be here, who I also understand is part of the Civic Media family now.
Awesome.
So we got to talk to Jason about that. That's at 7:35. Jason's been on the show before. He's a lot of fun to talk to. And they have some great shows coming up at Thrasher, so you'll want to hear about that, especially if you live in and around the area of Green Lake and the Thrasher Opera House. A charming little, I think, 200-seat opera house, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll talk about all of this stuff on tonight's episode of Nightlight. So it is great that you are here, folks. Let's have some fun. We have a great question tonight, great guests. I left here last night, and I was very excited because, you know, I commute 2 hours a day, and it's kind of wasted time in my car. I go through a dead zone where I can't really call anybody on the phone or text anybody or whatever. So the fact that last night I was able to get out of here a little early, at 7:20, because we had an interview with Frank Hermans that we had recorded the day before. So I left, and by the time I got from the front door here at WGBW to next door to Rise and Grind, I looked like I had taken a shower. I walked in there, and these two, they got two new employees, and they looked at me like, what's this guy's deal? He just took a bath in his clothes. So I did what any sane person would do. I got some gelato, and I continued the walk to my car. And I drove home soaking wet last night. But here's my dilemma. I could have stayed here and worked. I got a lot of PBS stuff due this week. I could have stayed here, or I could have planned this show from here. But I didn't know if the rain was going to... When did the rain stop here last night?
Probably around like 9:30, I feel like.
All right, so I would have...
Yeah, it was still rain. I mean, when I get up... When the show was done, I went outside and I was like,
still raining.
Not as hard, but like, yeah, it was. And the wind made it even worse.
The wind was the worst.
Because it was
just
pushing it towards you.
I left. I honestly walked from Rise and Grind to the garage, and the wind was so bad. I'm like, is this safe? Wind typically doesn't freak me out, but that was, it was terrible last night. So,
yeah, I stepped in a huge puddle before I got in my car last night.
You pulled a Ned Ryerson.
And my foot was just soaking on the ride home.
Bang! That's horrible. But it's a 5-minute ride for you.
Yeah.
I literally drove home soaking wet last night.
I feel
and the
like
gelato helped.
No matter what time, you know, the time doesn't matter, I feel like. When you get your foot soaked and your sock is wet, that is the worst. And it feels like it's going to stink. I don't know.
It is. It's the worst for guys like guys who haven't done time in prison or fought in a war, getting wet socks in a rainstorm.
You know, also getting sand on your feet when they're wet. That's another.
That's
bad
pretty
thing.
Bad.
Yeah,
I think I was just gonna say. I remember like 2-a-day practices for football in high school. That was pretty brutal. But you know, you're in the comfort of your own whatever. I mean, my complaints about getting wet in a rainstorm don't really compare, nor do Conrad's for getting a soaking wet sock, but it's discomfort. Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
So we got a text last night. I wanted to read this because Bud from Janesville sometimes texts us. We were going to have him on the show because we had something to discuss with Bud. We'll have to go over that during a break, but we kind of dropped the ball there. But Bud is a loyal listener between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., when he is out driving around in the Madison area or Janesville area, and he says, hey, Pete and Conrad, do you remember what our question was last night?
Yeah, favorite Will Ferrell movie.
Okay. We need a little context.
It was his birthday.
It was Will Ferrell's birthday, correct. So Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I have a lot of time to think while I'm driving and slinging papers. Thought of another intro. This has nothing to do with the question of the night. I'm so busy today. I'm so far behind. So this is Bud's thought while he was slinging papers. He thought of an intro for us, which I think is fantastic. He says, Pete Schwabba, a guy who tells everyone that he's a double agent. Loved your interview with Mike Schmidt. Love the show, Bud from Janesville. Bud, we love that you listen and that you're so invested. I think that's so cool. And there's a lot of Nightlight listeners that are like that. They have opinions on guests and even bumpers and stuff like that. It's so much fun.
We also had a text after the show last night.
Oh.
For social media.
Oh, I think I saw that. Who was it?
Eric
Gulbertson.
Yes. And it's...
I did see that when I got home.
I don't know how to say his name in this. Mugato? Mugato from Zoolander. I know the character.
Oh, yeah.
I forget his... He plays a terrible character in that.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. The worst. Right?
The absolute worst.
But he runs models. He runs the modeling agency or something that Zoolander's a part of. That's one of those films I saw once, and I, you know, there's just some films.
I watched it on a plane.
Zoolander?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
And then I was like, actually, that was pretty funny. So I watched the second one. I'm like, all right, that one sucked.
That did not need a sequel. I think we got everything we needed to out of the original Zoolander. All right, folks. So we've achieved a couple things here. We've read Bud's text. We talked about how Conrad got a wet foot last night, and I drove home like I was in a bathtub the entire way. And now that means it's time for the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, we teased this last night. What is your least favorite movie genre? For me, it's so simple. And I talked about this last night. I don't love rom-coms, but a good rom-com, I can dig. I like action. I like comedy. I like thrillers, cop movies, you know, whatever. What I don't like is the marriage of the action comedy. I used to like it, but I'm done with it. I don't ever need to see another action comedy. And as I mentioned last night, the action isn't great. There's really no threat. And you can kind of judge how much danger the characters are in by the comedy. If it's stupid one-liners and silly, they're not going to die. So there's really nothing thrillerish about it when it's action. And when it's comedy, it's typically lame. I don't need to see another action comedy ever. That's my sort of hybrid genre. What about you, Ken?
It always has been. It's been the same since I've been young, and that's horror movies.
Okay. I feel like we're going to get a lot of texts.
I feel like the ones I've seen were terrible plots, and then they made the scary part of it get to me, like, when I was younger.
Right.
So I just, like, never liked them, and I feel like it sucks, kind of, because my friends will, you know, enjoy horror movies.
Okay.
And then, like, when I was over at my friends in Beaver Dam the other week, we were looking for a movie one night. We never agreed on one because they like horror and
really?
I don't.
Oh,
so they're
okay.
Like, we should watch this one. I'm like, no. That's...
Next.
And then I was like, we should watch this comedy movie. They're like, well, comedy's not really the vibe right now. So we put on Tires. Shane Gillis.
Which is like kind of a sleepy comedy.
Exactly. We all fell asleep.
Or I was thinking just because it's kind of slow paced, right?
Yeah, it's just dry comedy, the whole show.
I was just looking at some of these action comedies. Don't Miss with the Zohan. There's your guy, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
The Man. I remember when this film came out, Samuel Jackson and Eugene Levy. This movie never needed to be made. The Man. But it's weird because I'm just Googling and they put up like these Home Alone 3.
It's terrible.
Not really what I'm talking
Awful.
About. I'm sure it is. Is that the one Trump's in?
No, that's 2.
Oh, he's in 2? Okay. You know, even Lethal Weapon, movies like that, or unless they're really good at parody, like in Tropic Thunder or something.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah, there are exceptions to this. But I just don't ever need to see. Like, and I think what got me off on this yesterday was the John Cena, Idris Elba film you were talking about. I know I'm not going to see that movie. It's a couple lame one-liners in the trailer and all this crazy action where the main guys get shot at a gazillion times at close range and never die. I don't ever need to see that. So let me know, folks, what is your movie genre you don't ever need to see again? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You could text us on the app. If you're watching on the stream, great to have you. And text us there as well. We'll read it on the radio if you're listening on Facebook or streaming us at YouTube. And X, give us a like if you so choose, or a follow. Or just, look, you can send me presents.
That would be cool.
No one sends me presents at this show. I think that's kind of BS.
Actually, Bud from Janesville.
And Craig Kinnett brought Salsa.
Yeah.
Right. I stand corrected. All right, let us know. What is your least favorite movie genre? We've got a lot to discuss coming up next. I'm going to tell you about Gwyneth Paltrow. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I
found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wava. I am Peach Wava. The only light coming in right now is the sun. I feel like I'm getting a sunburn. If you're watching on the stream, yeah. You got to check this out. I look like a ghost.
And can't I got even up, see your eyes.
I know. And I got up to shut the curtain and these kids were out there looking in. And I felt like really rude. Like I'm just pulling the curtain, like beat it kids, but it had nothing to do with the kids. It reminded me of that great moment in the Simpsons where Grandpa Simpson's friend was at the car and he was talking to Homer through the car window and Homer just put the window up and didn't even look at the guy. Very rude. Coming up in just a few minutes, folks, wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas will be here. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. That is a segment we do here every Thursday night where we give you a movie pick, and Paul is going to make the pick. It could be a movie he just saw, one from throughout the course of his life. He's going to tell us what we should see, and we will take him very seriously. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say action comedy. I have no use for action comedies. And as I think back, like, I don't know if I was just like tolerating them when I was younger or I laughed because I should have, but I just have no use. Conrad says horror. And again, I can like just about any film in a genre if it's done well, probably including action comedy. Like if I put Tropic Thunder in there, I think Tropic Thunder is more of a comedy, though. The action is like kind of part of the comedy. But that's my take. I could never see an action comedy again, and I'd be thrilled. So let us know what you think. There is a big brouhaha happening between Madonna. Or it already happened, actually. Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you follow either one of those, Akon?
I do not.
You don't follow Madonna on social media?
No.
Do you ever shop at Goop?
I did see this, though, that Madonna still takes, like, Instagram and all that, like, super serious.
How so? What do you mean?
Like she posts, like, daily. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently, they had a falling out. They used to be very good friends. And I wasn't kidding. Gwyneth Paltrow had a company called Goop, and she put out a product that she advertised smelled like her private parts.
Yep.
So, I'm not jealous. I did have a product that came out at the same time called Pete's Junk. Wasn't a bestseller. I couldn't even get my wife to buy some. But no, seriously, Gwyneth Paltrow put this out, and I've always thought she was so full of herself. She's a Nepo baby who I don't think lives in the real world. She's very full of herself. And I used to love her. She was so good in Shakespeare in Love. She won an Oscar for her performance. Like, she's really talented. But now it's like, you know, there's some actors like that Denzel Washington clip I sent you where they disappear into the character. You don't really hear a whole lot about their social lives. But then there's people like Gwyneth Paltrow or Ryan Reynolds who become bigger than the roles they play because they're a brand and they sell products. And it's like, please go away. Just make movies or TV. But she thinks so highly of her nether region, she put out this product. But where I'm going with this is she had a friendship with Madonna, apparently, and Gwyneth Paltrow has a book coming out called Gwyneth, the Biography. And I only hope the book is not as much of a snooze as the title. But she and Madonna bonded probably over the fact that they both like to sound British at times. And they had a falling out because Madonna started showing up unannounced, like on Gwyneth Paltrow's vacation. Madonna thought they were such good friends, she could just show up. And apparently she started yelling at her daughter, Lourdes, while they were all on vacation. And Chris Martin, Coldplay frontman, had had enough. He said, that's it. This friendship is toxic. And Gwynny P, agreed. I don't know if it's as toxic as her chemically induced private part perfume, but that's news that sometimes I don't care about something so much I have to talk about it. Like, I couldn't be less interested in either one of those people.
Yeah.
But it's to the point where my disinterest or apathy makes me mad, and I have to talk about it.
Speaking of Chris Martin, have you seen the thing with the CEO, Andy Byron?
No.
I didn't know who he was before yesterday. But so Chris Martin was doing a show, and he called out this couple that was out there for a kiss cam.
Okay. Oh, I think I did hear
and that. It was a CEO having an alleged affair. And he sees himself on the monitor.
Right.
He quickly ducks. Goes under the camera.
Oh, if you didn't think he was guilty before, that is hilarious. Oh, that's funny. So our question of the night, we got to get to these texts.
Yes.
We got Paul Vandenbos coming up soon, and we've got a lot to do with Paul. We got a lot to cover. Folks, if you don't follow Paul, you got to follow him. You're going to get to know him here in just a few minutes. He's a great follow and a great guy. He'll be here in the studio. But right now we're going to read some texts from our question of the night, which is, what is your least favorite movie genre? You've been very good about putting your social media responses up. I have not been as good. Conrad says horror. And my pal Vince Maranto, who's been on the show, very funny comedian from Chicago, says Conrad Krueger. Krueger. How did I fall for that?
Okay.
Conrad Krueger. 100% agree, Freddy. Was he trying to get in your head?
Freddy Krueger?
Probably. Well, yeah, I assume it's Freddy Krueger. But I don't know. Like, the fact that Vince was responding to you makes me think he was trying to get inside your head.
Yeah.
And our pal Rich Talarico says fantasy. Yeah, fantasy's another one I just don't need to see.
I can enjoy a fantasy film, but they're not all goods, you know? I mean, would you say Wicked is fantasy?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I did not enjoy that movie.
You could say, I mean, if you're going to say Wicked is, you kind of have to say Wizard of Oz is. And I look at Wizard of Oz more of kind of like a horror film sort or a thriller. I don't know.
That's a tough one. It is kind of creepy.
Harry Potter's fantasy, all of those.
Well, Star Wars is fantasy, and that's my favorite, so...
I could go back at you for Star Wars, though. We'll get into this. All right, we'll read more of your text, too. That's all after the news. Paul Vandenbosch will be here, folks. Meet this guy, Wonderfully Wisconsin, and he's a wonderful guy, and he's here. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force two short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the state to prepare for natural disasters. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see just a few clouds around, otherwise a light northeast wind and morning low temperature in the mid-50s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine, a few clouds, highs in the upper 70s, or clouds Friday night with a shower and thunderstorm. Currently 74 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking the World Lumberjack Championship powwows in Hayward, live from Hayward, Wisconsin, with Jane, Matt, Nair, Greg Bach, and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. As I like to call it, it is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. Tomorrow is Friday, and you will open up presents under a tree, I hope. We have a great show tonight. At 7:35, Jason Mansmith will be here. He is part of the Civic Media family now, and he's also the marketing director of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. And they've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up. So we'll talk to Jason about all of that, including a big show tomorrow night that he says tickets are still available for. We'll find out all about that and see if you're interested at 7:35 tonight when Jason joins us. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say action comedy, totally done with it. I don't think it's ever done well. Conrad says horror. And maybe we'll ask our next guest that as well, because he is here to make a movie pick. This guy, I'm kind of in awe of this guy and anyone who can become an influencer or creates a site or a persona or an account where people just want to follow it. It's just fantastic. And he's here now. He created Wonderfully Wisconsin. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
This is fun. Now, how far of a drive is this for you?
Oh, I live in Appleton, it's only half hour.
Fantastic. All right. So you drive all over the state anyway with what you do.
Absolutely.
And I have to say, before we start, do you have a least favorite movie genre or movies you don't like to watch at all?
How about anything with Seth Rogen in it?
Oh, wow. A kindred spirit. Dude, you and I are totally on an island there.
Yeah.
So why don't you like Seth Rogen? And I'll tell you why I don't.
I think it's, you know, when he first started appearing in movies, it was like, oh, it's funny. You know, he's a funny guy. But then it's like, okay, he hasn't progressed at all. It's just the same character and same humor. And now it's like kind of sad. Like, okay, guy.
I totally agree.
Like Will Ferrell, which you guys were discussing last night. Like, oh, my God, he could be in anything and it doesn't matter. Yeah. He just gets it. Seth Rogen just.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's so unappealing to me, mm-hmm. the way he delivers lines or presents himself on camera or the roles he takes. And my son and I go back and forth. He's a Seth Rogen fan and I get that he's talented. It's a personal thing. I also don't really care for Ben Affleck in movies. And he's a great director. I don't buy him as an actor. So I don't know what it is. It's just something. Same. Sometimes people rub you the wrong way. And yeah. I agree with you though. Like in Knocked Up, great campaign. He's on the poster with that goofy look. What if this guy got you pregnant? Brilliant.
Right.
But after that, I don't know, man. Yeah, he doesn't do it for me either. So,
yeah,
all right, we're brothers forever on that one. I want to commend you too on your Hokas. How do you like your Hokas?
Oh my God, I love them. Life changing.
Yeah. That was how it was for me too. I had like three pairs of Hokas. They're only like $4,000 a pair. And then I made the switch to ASICS. And I've learned that I didn't know this because I used to just get shoes at Shopko, $40, you know.
Right.
Comfortable for like 3 days and then you feel like you're walking on nails.
Right.
You know, but I realized, oh, if you pay a lot more, even that same brand can be a comfortable shoe. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either. And this was something recommended to me because I'm on my feet all day. I'm traveling, I'm hiking, right. I'm doing, you know, so it's like, okay, I'll just try these, you know, and it's the price of admission. You're like, oh boy. And then I'm like, well, I'll try them once and oh, I'm sold.
But they last, right? And it's like it makes walking fun.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wear out my shoes about 6 months.
Okay.
You know, so it's like, it's tough. I'm a big guy and I'm on my feet and walking and doing a lot of miles a day, but it's like, I don't care. These things are incredible.
All right. We're going to talk all about what you do with Wonderfully Wisconsin, such a great concept. And But let's do the popcorn pick. I'm so glad you're here to do this because I know you're a movie fan. What kind of movies do you typically watch, Paul?
Oh, boy. I do a lot of documentaries. Okay. Really big into that. I like comedy, horror. I'm not really a genre-specific watcher. It's just I like anything that happens to intrigue me.
What if you find out, though, what if you're like, oh, there's a new romantic comedy. Do you get excited or are you kind of like, oh, great, who cares?
Yeah, that maybe, yeah, that genre may be not what I would pick mostly. Maybe a comedy.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you like horror?
Yeah, it depends. Okay. If well-done horror movies, I really enjoy.
Okay, cool. What's a good horror movie like?
I don't know, like the Ring series, you know,
where
it's like it's very different.
Yeah, what about like, what's the one with that's so everyone's scared to watch? Hereditary. That's supposed to be, that's one I am actually kind of freaked out, too freaked out to watch.
Oh, I don't even know anything about it.
Isn't there like a beheading at the beginning or something? Like a kid gets beheaded?
Is that the one where he's like a church runner or something and he brings those two kids in?
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm thinking.
It's like 15 years old. It's John Cusack is in it, but it's supposed to be. A lot of people say it's like the scariest movie ever. But let's move on. All right. So, how do you typically like to watch movies, Paul? Do you go to the theater? Or are you a watch at home kind of guy?
Oh, I love going to the theater. It's a whole experience.
Same. All right. So, what do you do? Well, like when you go to the theater, what is your snack? What do you like to get from concessions?
Well, I'm not a popcorn eater, For a while, ever since I came out, I'm a Sour Patch Kids person.
Oh, nice.
But if we're going classic, it's Reese's Pieces.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. As a nod to E.T. or just...
I don't know. Only place I eat them is at the movie theater, but I love them.
Here's my issue with movie theater popcorn. I never order it. I don't desire it. But if I take a bite of it, I'm eating the whole bag.
Same.
And I don't understand what that is. Like, it's not like I ever go, I don't want a steak, but then I eat a steak and I... Love it. I don't ever crave it, but when I eat it, I have to have it. Yeah. What is the deal there?
I don't know. It's same.
Come on, you're an influencer. You can't help me out here.
Why do I do? Not a popcorn influencer.
What about at home? You like, and is it movie theater popcorn or is it like because there's some stuff that I can get in the store that's already bagged that I don't mind. Sure. I think it's just the greasiness of the popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, I like both. I'm a big fan of Wisconsin company, Palo, I think is how you say it.
Sure.
You know, like a good cheddar popcorn.
Okay.
That's always a nice little snack.
Yeah, agreed. But at home, and it's not greasy. That's what I like about it, too. And I can get up and wash my hands. I don't have to leave the theater to go wash movie popcorn residue, right, off my hands.
Right.
Okay, so what about at home? What about when you watch a movie at home? What are you getting for a snack there?
I'm probably not snacking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you need the Sour Patch Kids to get you through the theater experience.
Yes.
What about a cocktail, Paul? Do you ever have a beverage when you watch movies at home?
Yeah, sometimes. A good craft beer, a local craft beer.
Okay.
You know, if I'm having that or an old fashioned.
Old fashioned's great. Do you ever pair, like to me, I haven't had a drink in a couple of years. It's just an experiment. But I used to love a glass of whiskey. Neat. When I'd watch like a cop movie or a cop TV show. And I typically it's because they that's what they drink. Sure. Like they're always walking in, talking to the dame or the gumshoe and they pour and it's like makes me thirsty watching that. So I would always pour a whiskey. But do you have a drink? Do you ever match up a snack or a drink with a certain type of movie?
No, I don't think I do.
Okay.
Or maybe I do. I don't nothing that I can recall.
I'm throwing some real hardballs here at you. All right. So do you like kids movies? You got kids?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love kids movies.
What kind of kids movies? Have you seen any of the ones this summer?
Yeah. We just went and saw the live remake of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh,
really good.
It was very good.
And my wife had not seen the original. So it was interesting to get her take on the live remake. And she's like, oh my God, this movie's fabulous. So I'm like, Oh,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So they must've done a very good job.
They're like approaching like $1 billion worldwide. Like that movie has gotten great reviews and people love it.
Yeah.
So that's, do you have an all time favorite kids movie?
Oh man. Like 101 Dalmatians. Oh. Always like, I don't know. I've always really enjoyed that one.
Awesome. All right. Have you ever snuck booze into a movie theater?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Do you still do it?
No.
You're a brand now. You can't, even if you did, you couldn't admit it. Like you can't say, oh, that's the wonderfully Wisconsin guy. They're leading out in cuffs.
That's possible.
What did you sneak in? Like just beer?
Yeah. A lot of times beer, but now theaters, a lot of different theater chains offer beer.
Yeah.
So
that is nice. Okay, so what kind of movie, like, have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Do you recall, like, what set you off?
No, I'm an emotional person, so yeah. It could be sad or happy.
I'm going to share something that made me, not cry, but, like, well up, and it's the scene in The Sandlot when they're playing on the 4th of July and the fireworks go off, and that's why they play scene. At night, because the fireworks light up the field. And Ray Charles is singing "Oh Beautiful" for Spain, and I literally that caught me off guard. That's when I'm at my most vulnerable. Sure. Is when you're not expecting it, sure. Right?
Yeah.
We got to cry together sometime, Paul. I think we have agreed to. Okay, so all right, we talked about all. All right, so let's say this. Let's say, should we just get to the pick, Con?
We should do it.
I think I'm really curious because you mentioned a film earlier that I think might be your pick, but I didn't want to pry. So one more question. Do you ever indulge your wife? Do you ever sit through a movie you absolutely don't want to watch just because you love your wife so much?
Yes.
Yeah. Do any of those movies come to mind?
Nothing I can think of. Nothing off the top of my head, but certainly. Okay. But she does the same for me, so.
So it's like a give and take.
That's right.
That's the thing about marriage that sucks. You have to watch movies. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right. I think it's time. Paul Vandenplas is here. He is the creator and an influencer. Thanks to his creation of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Are you on Friendster?
No.
You don't remember Friendster?
No.
You're
not
that old. Okay. No. You have a Myspace account?
Oh, God, I wish.
Oh, that'd be one. Sweet. All right. We are about to get Paul's popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you will.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, my God. I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
Awesome.
Tell us about The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Stars Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, wow.
So 2019, I think it came out.
Okay.
And it is the story of a boy with Down syndrome who is, you know, treated as a child his whole life. And he has his own ideas and dreams, and he escapes his care. And then he finds Shia LaBeouf, who's an outlaw. And then it's just a campy comedy buddy story, but really just a heartwarming message.
That is really cool. That's
fantastic.
I love when people suggest things I haven't seen, and I don't even know if I've heard of this movie. This is great.
No, it went under the radar when it came out. I watched it when it first came out. It was just, oh my God, so good.
And it's called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yes.
Con, do me a favor. Rotten Tomato, that one. Let's see what kind of reviews it got. So that's cool. So it's a comedy, Shia LaBeouf. Great choice. Have you watched it with your kids?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the kind of thing that, if I watch that, am I going to cry because there's a moment for the kid.
All right.
But you'll laugh too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of opportunities for everything.
All right. Oh, Dakota Johnson's in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, she is.
Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church, Shia LaBeouf. That's a great, John Hawks. You know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy.
Oh, my God. He is so good.
He's such a great look. Conrad, you know who John Hawks is?
No, I don't.
Go to the Google, man. He's got such a cool look, and he's in really cool movies.
Oh, yeah.
He always plays that guy like that has his sleeves rolled up and a pack of cigarettes in him and a gun in his back pocket, like kind of an outlaw. That's great. All right. That is the popcorn pick of the week, folks. Thanks to Paul Vandenplas, who is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He just made a wonderful pick, and it is The Peanut Butter Falcon. So check it out if you're looking for a family. Fan based, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And 95% critics.
Critics. Very well done.
Available on Prime.
That does not happen very often. Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin. We are coming back to talk about Wonderfully Wisconsin, and I'm going to ask Paul where you can get the best burger in Wisconsin and about his bun choice, too. That's all coming up. You can't leave, folks. It's Peach Wobble with Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 to till 6 p.m.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba, our question of the night is, what is your least favorite movie genre? I say comedy action. Don't ever need to see one again. Conrad says horror. Our guest, Paul Vandenplas, said, what did you say?
Anything with Seth Rogen in it.
Which officially is now a genre, apparently. So, and I don't disagree with you. All right. Paul is here. He is the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which if you're not following it on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, you should be. He does great work there. Paul, for those who are not familiar with your work on social media, please tell us about Wonderfully Wisconsin.
All right. We are just a celebration of everything Wisconsin. Hidden gems, food, really good restaurants, culture, just everything that Wisconsin is about, just all positivity. Just loving Wisconsin and really celebrating a lot of people. I always like to say growing up in Wisconsin, a lot of people seemed very eager to leave Wisconsin or get out of here or say things, you know, oh, there's nothing to do here, you know, and it's like
right.
My whole life, I absolutely loved it here. And I think there's so many incredible things that people don't know about.
And you know what? What you said is so important. Pardon me. It's your attitude. I remember when I moved here when I was in junior high, and I couldn't wait to leave. I wanted to go back to the big city. I wanted to do things. And I lived in two huge cities, and I decided to come back. And I was unsure of it. But, you know, you can't put a price on people and family.
Right.
And now that I've been here for like 12 plus years, I'm like, it's me that has to decide to like where I live.
Right.
And you got to bring your own fun. And I love it here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where have you been? Like, what are some of the, give us a highlight of since you've been doing Wonderfully Wisconsin, where's one of the best places you've been?
Oh boy. I just recently did some work for Summerfest. And so going down and experiencing multiple days of Summerfest.
Wow.
And it's just like, wow, this incredible music thing in our backyard.
Yeah.
You can just go and see these incredible bands.
Okay.
You know, so Summerfest, if you haven't been, go.
Absolutely. You'd been there before, right?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah.
A long time
ago. Same here, though. Like, I did stand up there in the 90s when I was a comedian, and I just liked it that I got in free and I could go see band. Like, there was some money, but it wasn't great. But that's just that's a treasure as well. Okay, so you did a post on Facebook, and I just love it. Tell us about when you discovered, it was kind of what, I think you posted it today or yesterday.
Sure.
TikTok, Wonderfully Wisconsin. How has becoming an influencer changed your life?
Oh, my God. In so many different ways, you realize, you know, like, I loved Wisconsin before, but then not just seeing the places, but getting to talk to people and having people tell me, oh, man, I loved your content, and it's made me fall in love with the state all over again. And a lot of people who they'll say, oh, I watched a couple of your videos, and so I booked a vacation, and I'm taking my family. And it's like, that's the stuff that it's like, you can't replace that. That's incredible of just making, for me, it's the human connection.
And it's because of you that they're doing that. Like, you've just opened their eyes to something that they might not have known was there or maybe forgotten about or whatever. So it's kind of like you're giving something back. That must make you feel great too.
It makes me feel great, but it's also very surreal that it's like, for me, I explained it to somebody the other day that it's like the whole process is me talking by myself at my phone and then editing all my stuff by myself and then just posting it out onto the cloud, onto the internet. And so it's a very, very lonely adventure when you're doing it. And then to, you know, I have 70,000 friends that now that it's just like that they run into you in public and they want to talk to you about, hey, I watched this video, and it's just very, very different, but I love it.
Are you still at the point where you love doing it? And sure, you love doing it, but are there days where you go, I really don't feel like posting, but you have a certain responsibility to the people that follow you, that get you out of bed, not out of bed, but like get you to Leon's and Oshkosh or wherever you're going to go.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a time, you know, a couple months ago, I got pretty burnt out because it's like, this isn't my full-time job. I have an actual full-time job, you know, and then it's, I'm a husband and a parent and, you know, I'm just, my kids are in sports. So it's like, I'm just busy.
Holy smokes.
I'm a busy guy. So I got burnt out about me, you know, and so I kind of got away from it a little bit, and then it was just like, I forget what happened, and I posted a video, and it just kind of, everything clicked, and I'm like, God, I really missed this. You know,
that's
like,
cool. So what does your family think of it? Like, you had a wife and kids before you did this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't you only been doing this like a little over a year or something?
Yeah, just
that's
over
unbelievable.
A year.
Conrad, we have to think of like maybe Magnificently Wisconsin. Would that be kind of a Bush League move if you left and all of a sudden we have this site?
Nah.
No, bring it. I want the competition.
Absolutely.
So what do your wife and kids think about it?
They think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, my wife jokes a lot, you know, gives me a hard time, like, oh, I don't know why anybody will watch it, you know, but it's just in jest.
Sure.
My wife's very supportive of it. And my kids love it because it's like, I like using a medium that people say, you know, is like, oh, the kids don't go outside anymore because they're on TikTok.
Right.
Well, I love using that same medium to make them go back outside, you know, like, and so my kids love it that it's like, hey, Dad, what are we doing this weekend? You know, so like this last weekend, there's a park in Appleton called Plowman Park, and there's a lake and a petting zoo and all sorts of cool stuff. And it's like, no, we're going to go hang out. And then, I'm just going to take 5 minutes and shoot some video while I'm here. And we're going to turn that into a video.
How many miles a week do you typically put on, like, doing this stuff?
500.
Okay. And you go and come back the same day? Do you have to stay over? Or does
I usually plan, like, mini vacations around
it. Okay. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You write it off, too, right?
Yes.
All right. If you need a place to do your taxes, check out Conrad. He does 5-day forecasts. He's a part-time poor man's meteorologist, and he'll do your taxes too. All right. Hey, it's time for intermission, folks. We're coming back with Act Two. We've got a quiz we're going to give Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin, who is awesome enough to be here in person. He made the popcorn pick of the week. It's the Peanut Butter Falcon. It crushes with critics and audiences, and it looks like a fantastic film. I've not seen it, but I certainly will be. When we come back for Act Two, Paul will be here, and we'll get into more of Wonderfully Wisconsin and give him a really fun quiz that you don't want to miss. Let us know what your least favorite movie genre is, folks. That's tonight's question of the night. We're coming right back. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The diagnosis for President Trump, the White House says chronic venous insufficiency. This after he's been seen lately with bruises on his hands and swollen legs.
The White House hasn't specified how the president is being treated, but experts tell us that treatment typically includes medication to increase blood flow, elevating the legs, or even minor surgical procedures if necessary.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More backlash from the president's base over his administration's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill trying to pass a legislation to get records released or Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell to testify. Meanwhile, Trump blasting some of his supporters, calling for transparency. Attorney General Pam Bondi in California today visiting Alcatraz on the heels of a directive from President Trump to reopen the notorious former federal prison. A deadly Israeli strike on the only Catholic church in Gaza. Three people died, at least 10 were wounded, including a father who spoke to Pope Francis every day. This is ABC News.